Friday, and you know what that means. The music special is from 1993. It's the Sam Malone Show on Phonoscope Channel 10 and AM 1070, The Answer.
Classic Meatloaf, right?
Welcome back, Friday Show, rolling here on AM 1070, The Answer. Glad you're watching us on YouTube, watching us on Facebook. When we had Joe and Lupe on just in the last break, we were posting their pictures from Facebook, and you could see like their when the kids were born and the whole nine yards. It was really cute. So while we're talking, if you're watching us on YouTube, Sam Malone Show, or Facebook, Sam Malone Show, you can watch the televised version. You can see the pictures of their marriage. It was adorable. Absolutely brightened my day. Jump over to, he's on line one. He's at the top of the deck. Robert Kosick is my wingman. Every Friday at 8:30-ish, we talk about marriage, keeping your marriage on fire, you know, just making it. You want to go home and be with your husband or wife. That's the way we want you. It's a better world when that's going on. Right, Mr. Kosick?
Absolutely, and happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. He wrote the book, Honor the Vow. He's a marriage coach. Did you hear Joe and Lupe on just a little while ago?
I did. What a great segment. I mean, it's hard to follow that one.
I know. Who wants to be on now?
I know.
She's listening to the radio. She hears his voice, a former Marine, talking about a movie that I thought sucked. It was during the holiday break. No one was working. I had to come in and work a couple days between Christmas and New Year's. She hears him. She calls the radio station. They end up talking. They end up going out. They're married. I guess we set them up with a honeymoon, which I forgot about that part. Married 15 years now with kids.
Wow, it's fantastic. And what I loved about it was her determination, right? She wasn't stopping. I mean, she's kept different avenues and kept after it. So I imagine if they have any marriage issues down the road, Joe's not getting away from that issue.
She called work. She's like, well, that email didn't work. Let me try this. And it was pretty cool. It was really cool.
Absolutely.
Great story.
She saw the competition and hit it head on.
Mr. Kosick always wrote the book, Honor the Vow. He always has the marriage kind of maintenance tip of the day. And this is for married couples. This is interesting. This is called Time to Leave. Some would say punctuality equals integrity. Others say socially late equals being polite. Is one or the other view correct, or are both views correct? Honor the vow. Time to leave. Yeah, how's that work?
What a tough topic, too, because usually it's one of those things where you have personality types playing into this, and one person just absolutely has to leave on time, can't stand to be late, and the other person's like, we'll get there today, we'll get there tomorrow, no big deal, coming in late, and that causes some serious stress in marriage. And so I always ask the question is, who's right? And it's a hard one.
I'm like weird, and Denise and my son laugh at me when we have a flight. Let's say the flight leaves at, I don't know, let's say at noon. I'll say, we have to meet the airport at 10. We have to leave the house at 9:10 or whatever. That means everyone has to be ready at 8:45. And they look at me and laugh. And she moves with the biggest, slowest, sexiest feet ever. And it drives me crazy. And I've had to learn to like slow down a little bit. Don't be so weird about time.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'll get somewhere half an hour early just to make sure I'm going to be there. And I may not walk into the facility until right on time, but I want to be there early. And, when you start having kids, that goes right out the window, right? Because you can never get them out of the house on time, right?
What do you do about it? If the husband is time sensitive and the wife isn't, it's very hard to find a middle ground.
It is very hard to find a middle ground. So what you do is you lie about what time you're supposed to be there.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah.
That's how you do it, buddy.
There you go, man. You got to be there at 8 o'clock when it's really a 10 o'clock show, right?
So. Is it a power thing? I just realized it takes my wife very long time to get ready. All I do, I swear, I don't even shave half the time. I'll just put on blazer, slacks, blazer jeans, boots, T-shirt, mm-hmm. out the door. A little gel.
Yeah. It's hard for women sometimes, too. And it's hard, some guys are very conscious of how they look or just completely oblivious of the time or how long it takes to do things. In fact, I've been debating putting together an app, and my son develops apps, and I told him, I need an app that allows you to put together the tasks that have to be done between now and when we have to leave, and let's start timing those. You start each task and time each one of them, because I think a lot of people just really aren't conscious of the time, or it takes longer, or something goes awry, and they didn't plan for enough time, or like I say, with the kids, they're always interrupting, which throws your timeline off a little bit. So I'm actually reaching out to your listeners here. I don't have a good answer, believe it or not, on this one. I don't have a good answer on how you get people to do things on time, you have to relax a little bit. So your expectations have to come down a little bit. But then sometimes reality has to come up as well. And, you know, for the guy, if usually the guy is, like you say, throwing a pair of jeans, a blazer, and you're good to go. So if he's the one running late, it's probably because the wife looked at him and went, are you wearing that?
Right. You're not wearing that, are you? No, I like to just put on clothes and walk around the closet and then go yeah. back in the closet again.
That's right. I just wanted to be comfortable before we left. That's all.
Because the other problem is I'm in radio. So in my mind, I can tell you what 60 seconds is because that's a commercial. Mm-hmm. I can tell you what 3.5 minutes is because that's a song. I can tell you what 4 minutes is because that's a break. So in my mind, it's triggered like that. When Denise would say, I'll be down in a minute, to me, that's a Geico commercial. I know, hey. Right? I know what 60 seconds is because I make commercials all day. That's what I do. Yeah. And I had to take a huge chill pill because I would sit there and look at my watch going, well, where are you? Well, where are you?
So does it help to sit there and go, 30 seconds are done, 45 seconds?
15.
Probably not.
And we're back in 5, 4. No.
Yep.
Pour some scotch, watch TV, get dressed, and just wait. And when she's down. You know, it is what it is. According to my wife, we fly a lot. She says, honey, have we ever missed a flight? I'm like, no. She's like, well, then there you go.
So what's the worst thing? Now, it does cause a lot of stress, and there's a lot of people to debate both sides. And the integrity side of it are people like for meetings and things like that, I would say being late is probably not appropriate. You should be on time, maybe a little bit early for any meetings that you're going to, because that's really speaking towards how you value the other person's time and whether or not you think it's important and you're respecting their time. But social events, it really depends on the events. My wife and I went to a wedding one time it was a different culture from ours, and the invitation said, wedding starts at 6 o'clock. So we got there at 5:45 to get our seats to sit down ready for the wedding. And there was nobody, I mean nobody, oh, sorry, one other couple sitting in the chapel.
The other
And we're like, okay, do we have the time wrong, the day wrong? What's going on here? And they said, oh, no, this is the culture thing. It says start at 6, but you won't see anybody for another hour.
What culture? Just fill me in. What culture is this?
This was a Mexican wedding, a Spanish wedding.
So people just were not right. So it's a later thing.
And I was told, now, I don't know, that maybe was some segment of that culture, but I was told, no, it's a cultural thing. It doesn't really start at 6. People will start trickling in around 6, but nothing starts for an hour. And they were right. About 45 minutes later, place was packed.
It's like JPT. Did you ever hear JPT, Jewish People Time?
Yeah.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. 30 minutes.
If it says 7, 7:30.
I know. And why not just put 7:30?
Because they know. I don't know why. All the invitations will say 7. You go, and Denise goes, yeah, 7:30.
And it's culturally, it's socially accepted. In fact, it's impolite to show up early because the hosts aren't expecting you, and they're still running around getting their hair done and stuff, and you're like now putting them in an impolite position. So I'm lost on some of it. But the thing that I wanted to bring it up not so much the, you know, which one's right, is what do you do with it? Because here's the deal. If one of them is dead set, we've got to be there on time, they're going to get frustrated when you're not on time. You're going to get in the car. That's going to domino down to her telling you how to drive because you're now driving like an idiot. You're going to start acting, you know, arguing about the driving. You're going to get to the event. You're going to be all messed up. So the only tip I can come up with is talk about the expectations before you're going to the event. Say, are we going to try to get there on time? Are we going to try to be a little bit late?
Right.
At what time should I start freaking out about the time and putting pressure on you? Or do I need to get one of those audible countdown clocks so you know it's only 5 minutes left?
Pacing around and stomping does not do it.
No.
And I was guilty of that. So pacing around and like, God, cheese and crackers, where? Okay. You know, that kind of
thing. It actually slows them down, which is the weirdest thing.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, I'll just take a little bit longer. And oh, I don't like this shirt. And the worst is when they come out and say, well, what do you think about what I'm wearing?
Then we're like, just get some shoes and let's go. Just grab a purse. Go online. Now, listen real quick. I got to get to the break. Go Sam Malone Show on Facebook. Mr. Kosick put it up there. He's our marriage coach. He put up that concept about time to leave. Leave your comments, too.
Absolutely. We need them this time. We really need your comments.
Done. Mr. Kosick, have a great weekend. Loving you. Stop by. HonorTheVow.com. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks, Sam.
You got it, brother. Quick break. Back in a second. Sam Malone Show, 1070.
All turn to dust and we'll love.